Welcome to the Accounting on Purpose podcast series. In this series, we focus on accounting not as numbers on a page, but as a language. And with any language, it's about communication and finding shared meaning. Topics include things from what is a debit and a credit, right through to how we use accounting to tell the story.
G'day, Justin Hogg here from RightSource. Today, talking budgeting again. It's awesome. So, rocking to that time of year where a lot of people are starting to think about annual planning. Or you're just at home, not a lot to do, and you're thinking about what's going to happen the next year and you want to start building a plan. Well, what I thought I'd share today is top five things I think should be included in an annual plan or an annual budget, however you want to think about it. Things that may not necessarily be in front of mind or obvious. So the first thing I always look at doing, always start with, is capacity. So what does that mean? Well, when I say capacity, I mean the resources that you've got to run your business. So that being your office, your staff, your funds, basically everything you need to run a business, because that is what will limit you. If you don't have the resources to do what you plan, well, then you're not going to achieve it. So understanding the capacity that you need and also where that capacity sits and the options you've got in that capacity is very important when starting a plan. And in fact, it actually frames the whole work because they're the assumptions that then everything else feeds off. So if you've got one office, you know, 10 employees, a warehouse of X amount of goods and can hold so many goods, that's in that capacity is where your plan will exist. So that is very important to start with and understand what it is that you're working with. The second thing that I focus on is employees, which feeds from capacity to an extent, and then you want to flesh it out more than that. So employees isn't just about bums on seats. It's also about how much they cost, understanding the cost that's involved, which isn't just their wage. It's also training, it's support, it's them being able to take leave and what happens when employees take leave. So you need that cross coverage so that people can actually take leave. And that way, understanding how the employees will be managed and form part of that overall capacity within the business. Third thing is capital expenditure. Quite often when people do a budget or they're doing a plan for the business, they're thinking of profit and loss. How much money am I going to make in the year? And revenue costs, that gives me a profit. What sometimes can get missed from that is when you want to buy something that isn't in your profit and loss. So when you want to buy cars, or a new building, or more IT support software, or, you know, that type of stuff. Sometimes, some people include it in their profit and loss, which is fine, but sometimes that's excluded because, well, that's not, that sits on the balance sheet or however they want to think of it. That's not actually running the business, that's buying capacity. So when you go through your budget process, always have a step at the end where what are the capital or what are the assets do I need to purchase as part of the business? Number four is tax. This sounds a bit odd because, well, isn't it? Why do I have to worry about tax? It helps build the expectation. So as a business owner, if part of what you're looking for your business is for it to generate a certain return in terms of funding or supporting the funds that you've put in, or just as for a lifestyle, you want it to deliver a certain return so that you can afford the lifestyle that you're wanting. Tax needs to come out of the return of your business because if you make a profit, you will have to pay tax. So having that tax element in there when you're deriving your plan for the year at least helps set expectations that after tax, you will have X amount available to either pay out as dividends to the owners or to reinvest back into the business. So that's very important to be aware of that because it helps set expectations so that at the end of the year, when you're like, hey, I've made budget, awesome, it doesn't feel like the tax is robbing you of achieving your target. Okay, it's about expectations. And lastly, and to finish off with a bang, the thing that I would include in any annual plan is a cash flow. So it's all well and good doing a plan and understanding the revenue and expenses, but you really want a cash flow because that's what ties it all together. A cash flow will show you how much you have to spend for your capacity. It'll show the timing of when you're putting cash out for your employees. It'll have any other tax obligations in there. And if you have any large capital asset purchases, that'll be in there. And it'll show the map of how that's all flowing. And most importantly, make sure you've got the cash that sustains that plan so that you can actually execute it as part of your overall business plan. So that's it, short and sharp. Today, 5 tips on what you should include in your annual plan.
If you liked what you heard today, feel free to subscribe to the podcast series. And if you'd like some more information, check me out on LinkedIn. I'm happy to connect and answer any questions you might have. Otherwise, thanks for listening. It's Justin Hogg from RightSource.